This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
John 12:12-19, responding to the royal entry of Christ. Firstly, response of the disciples. John says that the disciples did not fully understand why Jesus was riding into Jerusalem. They were confused because Jesus had told them he had to suffer and die and rise again on the third day. We see that in all the Gospels. It was only after the resurrection and after his ascension that with the help of the Holy Spirit that they understood the full meaning of the triumphal entry. Secondly, we see the response of the crowd. The crowd went out to meet a Messiah of their own expectation. They wanted a political savior who would throw out the Romans, heal their sick, raise their dead, and provide them with bread and fish. It was no wonder then that when they saw Jesus as the suffering servant, they rejected him and cried out, "Crucify him!" They who had joyously believed after the resurrection of Lazarus could not handle the crucifixion of Christ. Dear friend, what do you expect out of Jesus? Is it a selfish desire that motivates you to believe in him? Thirdly, let us look at the response of the Pharisees. The Pharisees rejected him in spite of all the signs that Jesus showed. They were frustrated that they were losing the grip on the people. They were the same ones who rejected him when he was born according to the prophecy in Bethlehem. And now, when all the prophecies about him were being fulfilled before their eyes, they wanted to put him to death in order to safeguard their way of life. And even this was prophesied. We see that in John chapter 12, verse 37 to 42. So as we look at these various responses to the royal entry of Christ into Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday, I want to briefly remind you of what the gospel is. The gospel is simple. We have a God who is absolutely holy, the one who created us, but man is sinful. Man has fallen and can never ever regain that relationship with God. But God did not leave us in our sin. He sent the Lord Jesus Christ, who came not as a king, but as a humble servant, as the one who would come and lay down his life on behalf of our sin. He lived a sinless life, and he went to the cross to die a sinner's death in your place and in mine. So what is our response to the Lord Jesus Christ? Will we believe that he died in your place, in my place, and for our sin? And will we believe that after dying and accomplishing that, he rose again from the dead? And the Bible says when we believe that, we become his children. We become the children of God. Dear friends, I hope that Christ would make a royal entry into your heart as you listen to this. God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.